welcome to another edition of the Hoop Talks Live podcast. I'm Mitch Robson, your host, alongside Sean Woodley. As always, Sean, how you doing on this first Sunday in December?
I'm doing great. I feel nice and festive. I made some Christmas cookies today. Listened to some Christmas music throughout the day while doing some writing. I'm doing a column every day for the entire month of December called the Raptors Advent Calendar, where I'm counting down. I wrote about Rudy Gay today. It's all good. I love this time of year. Christmas is good.
You're playing Christmas music this early.
It's December. Is that correct? It's officially December, so you can play Christmas music all you want.
That's your rule?
Yeah.
Wow. For me, it's no before December, like, 15th.
Look, Mitch, there are a lot of shitty things in the world. And Christmas...
And Christmas music is one of them.
No, the Christmas season is fantastic. And why not prolong it as much as possible? As much as, like, reasonably possible? Because it's one of the few good things that we have still. So, especially in this time of just terrible, terrible things going on in the world, I'm going to listen to Christmas music as early as I want. And you got to listen to good Christmas music. Like, you can listen to, like, the classic stuff that's on, like, the terrible stations if you want. But then you can also listen to, like... there's a bunch of, like, great playlists on Apple Music. There's, like, the very indie Christmas. There's, like, the alt-rock holiday. There's, like, all this, like, the deep cuts that are very good.
Now, I thought you have just been listening to the Matt Devlin, Jack Armstrong Christmas album.
I also I listened to that today. and it's not Devlin. It's Eric Smith, which oh, my God. It's so good, man. I don't know if anyone's never – no one's ever heard this.
I don't think I've listened to it, like, as a full album.
Okay, it's like 27 minutes of, like, they don't separate it into songs. Like, I just found it on YouTube, and then it's just playing for 27 minutes. And it's a necessary experience for any basketball fan, I think. Anyone who knows Jack and Eric, I mean, God, it's outstanding. I love it so much. I tweeted about it today. It's so good.
Speaking of Christmas albums... I don't have a good segue.
No, I did not. I thought you were going to pull it out of your ass.
I didn't know where I was going to pull that out from. I
thought you were going to pull it out of your ass, but you did not.
No. So,
folks, oh, this shit.
What was that?
I opened a beer and it very much sprayed on me.
All right. So, speaking of not cool things to do, like spilling beer on yourself.
Yeah.
We're going to look at the coolest NBA players this week. Last week, we covered the lamest NBA players and came up with a video game, which we haven't gotten any sponsorship opportunities.
I forgot we did that. Oh, my God.
How could you forget about the Blogger's Sims?
The Blogger's Sims? I thought it was a Blogger 2K, whatever.
It's kind of like a hybrid, you know?
Yeah. Well, sorry. The crinkling is me finding a scrap piece of paper to dry up the beer that I spilled because I don't have any Kleenex nearby, so.
That's adulting.
Apologies for the crinkling. The Chris Crinkling, you know?
Oh, no. Okay, so you would definitely not be a cool NBA player.
No!
Lines like that.
Not even a little bit. When I play, like, pickup, I'm the least cool player on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of see that. I think you're definitely a slap-the-floor guy on defense.
No, I'm a... I always say my closest comparison as an NBA player is 2015-16 Luis Scola.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of can shoot a little bit, but I don't really like playing defense. I'm out there, I'll set good screens, and I'll pass a little bit, but I'm not much for anything beyond that, to be honest. I think a pretty good comparison for me.
That's you know what? I can really envision it just kind of starting for 10 minutes of a game because there's no one else to really do it.
Yeah, I'm the most ceremonial starter there is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you say Luis Scola is a cool NBA player?
I was about to say one of Luis Scola's teammates. We could open up my list. And teammates in Argentina, Manu Ginobili is one of the NBA's coolest players.
Yeah, how do you want to go about this? Like, what's like the criteria?
Do we want to do a starting lineup of cool guys?
Yeah, we could do that. But like, what's the criteria for being cool? Because we went through the lame stuff, and I feel like we didn't really go through like a criteria for being lame or not. It's just kind of something that's just like you feel it, right? I feel like for cool, there's got to be like certain categories in which guys are very good. I mean, there's like their playing style. Does that factor into it? Is it like how they carry themselves off the court? Is it like their social media stuff? In my mind, the less the better, because usually that stuff comes out pretty heavy-handed and lame. But I'm sure we'll get into a couple examples of where that can be cool. But is there like a criteria or rubric that we should be going by?
I like what you touched on there. I think definitely style of play on court is one part of it. Not the most important factor, but definitely one to look at. Social media is pretty big for me, being the 21-year-old that I am. So, I mean, as long, if you got a dope Instagram and Twitter, then you're probably pretty cool. I also think we got to factor in just kind of attitude and stuff you know about them, either through the media, like interesting stories or anything like that.
Right.
What's if I don't know if do we have a cornerstone fourth one that we could use to be the be all end all?
I don't know. Let's just go three. Who knows? You know, I'm just trying to think of like ways in which players are cool. It doesn't have to be like a
we're
fast.
Not cool ourselves. So
no,
it's gonna be
yeah,
hard
it's
to
pretty
judge
hard
other
to
people's, other people's level of cool.
You just know
when
you
come from being.
You just know it when you see it, right? It's that's kind of how I envision it. Should we get into some? Okay, so like starting cool point guard, who would that be?
Cool point guard. Oh, do you have one in mind? I'm kind of racking my brain right now.
In the past, like George Hill has kind of been cool, but
oh,
I don't think he's
God.
Cool anymore.
What?
I don't think he's cool anymore.
George.
I think is Mike Conley the coolest point guard?
Mike Conley's pretty dope.
Yeah, like the Grit and Grind Grizzlies are very cool. He's not like heavy-handed or like sensitive when people call him out for stuff. Even though he had the biggest contract in the league and had gotten ripped apart for that for no reason for an entire year. Yeah, he's right there. Ooh, I gotta just look up point guards. This is NBA players. Who plays in the NBA? I don't even know.
No, we don't. I don't know. All I do is watch college basketball. The Hoop Talks Live college podcast.
Yeah, man, your audio got all weird all of a sudden.
Did it?
Yeah.
Am I alive still?
Yeah, you're fine. It just sounds okay. a little tinny. But that's fine. I'm sure we'll work around it.
I'm gonna go with rookie De'Aaron Fox.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good
one.
He's
got an infectious personality, was not afraid to call out anyone, but he does it in a way, instead of coming off as sinister and whiny, it comes off as very just fun-loving, and he wants to just compete and enjoy himself out on the basketball court. I watched a feature on him last year, and if he wasn't an NBA player, he was going to become a competitive gamer. So
that's pretty sweet.
I think that's pretty cool. He has like the full-out personalized chair in his basement and the headset for all you video gamer nerds out there. So he fits in among the jock community and the internet community very well, which I think keeps you cool.
That's a good one. I'm rolling through the list here, and I'm finding that I think a lot of point guards are kind of lame. This might be the lamest position.
I think it's because you have so many responsibilities, it's hard to
be. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably true. Yeah, like you go through the starters, like Isaiah Thomas is lame. We went over that last week. Same with Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Same with Steph. Like, there's a lot of just like, and like even James Harden. Like, James Harden's like, I don't think he's lame, but I don't think he's cool either. I would say, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to go, I think it's we're down to like the rookies for cool point guards. Dennis Smith Jr. is very cool.
There's some old ones who I think are kind of cool. Like, I think Jose Calderon is cool. I don't know. I think he is
cool.
He's carried himself. I also think maybe the fourth one could be, like, the fourth category could be international appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do find a lot of the European players are just cooler than American players.
I mean, he runs a pig farm.
He does run a pig farm.
What's not cool about that?
Yeah, he does the little three thing whenever he hits a three. That's very cool. He's you know, maybe his talent level, his like style of play isn't cool, but I think all the other categories are kind of there for him. I guess he's not much on social media. I wouldn't really know, but this is a tough position. I think probably who'd you say, De'Aaron Fox?
I was gonna go De'Aaron Fox or Dennis Smith. Dennis Smith has a great Twitter account.
Okay, that you're gonna have to help me with this one.
He sent a tweet back when. He would have probably been in grade 8 about slanging this wood in my pants, so I think that's...
Oh, right!
Yeah, that was an incredible moment.
Is D'Angelo Russell cool?
I really like D'Angelo Russell.
I guess he's kind of a snitch, though.
Well, but he owned up to it in that hilarious Foot Locker ad. So I think that Foot Locker ads, actually, if we're speaking of cool things around the NBA, Foot Locker ads can put those players on blast, and they can own up to it and kind of laugh at themselves, which I think is a major factor of being cool, is being able to laugh at yourself.
Fair enough. I have the answer, by the way. I've discovered it.
Oh, yes.
It's Ricky Rubio.
Okay.
Ricky Rubio is the coolest point guard in the league. He's got the beard. He seems to just not care. As our friend Harsh DeVay says, it looks like he just laughed like a French bash of adultery every time you see him. I kind of gravitate towards players who don't shoot threes, and his passes are among the two or three best passes thrown by anyone in the league, I think. Passing, I think, is the coolest good skill to have, aside from maybe like a really nice crossover. But I think Ricky Rubio, his passing, just the way he's got the European flavor again. Obviously, he plays for the Jazz, which kind of cuts into cool because it's the Jazz. But he's managed to overcome playing for Minnesota and Utah and still managed to be one of the handsomest and just dopest players in the league. So I think Ricky Rubio is the answer.
I would say honorable mention then, Milos Teodosic, because he looks like he's crushing a Johnny Walker and a cigar at halftime of every game. And yeah. And he's got the passing wizardry as well. And then shout out Kemba Walker, who just is a cool dude. And he's got one of the coolest styles of play in the game.
I think, yeah, Kemba's tough for me. He kind of leans more towards Lane because he feels like one of those like very try-hardy point guards. You know what I mean? Like, you can't try hard and be cool. You can't try hard and be cool. Like, Marcus Smart's never going to be cool.
Oh, no. But I don't think you can compare Kemba Walker and Marcus Smart.
I guess, yeah, because Kemba actually has skills to add to his try-hardiness. But, Kemba, I just am so bored by the damn Hornets. I don't know. The Raptors played them this week. Kemba didn't play, but still. They're just such a boring-ass team. I have no real, desire to watch or care about the Hornets, and that, so it probably cuts into Kemba. Although, his college career was pretty damn cool.
Shout out Connecticut, yeah. Kemba.
Yeah. All right, so we go on Ricky Rubio?
Yeah, I'm okay with Ricky Rubio as the starter, okay. And we can bring Calderon and Teodosic off the bench for a full Euro trio.
Okay, and our two-way guy can be Jameer Nelson.
I do love Jameer Nelson. Keep getting them checks, brother.
Oh, he's been awesome for the Pelicans this year, too.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I'm not sure why Denver let him go.
Are you ready to eat some crow on the Pelicans yet? Because they're fun as hell, and they're pretty good.
Yeah, Anthony Davis is hurt again, so call me later make the playoffs.
It's okay. Boogie's going to save us all.
When he's not fouling out or getting tossed.
We'll get to Boogie when we get to the cool players thing. All right, shooting guard.
My nomination for shooting guard, when you brought this idea up to do cool players, immediately I thought of Jamal Crawford.
Okay.
Because Jamal, kind of the godfather of Seattle basketball, which has really taken off, and they've produced a lot of good prospects out of there, like your lover Terrence Ross, as well as Isaiah Thomas, who, even though we had him on the lame roster, great player. He's got the street ball art in his game, which I think is inherently cool, because street ball is probably one of the coolest aspects of basketball on this planet. And just the way he is, if you read, there's a bunch of in-depth features about Jamal Crawford where he comes off as just a really down-to-earth, cool dude.
That's fair. I was going to go J.R. Smith.
Oh, of course.
Because his on-court style of just getting buckets is very cool. His off-court stuff, I mean, the shirtless championship parade, his actual wokeness on Twitter, and just like the regular sort of good tweets that he throws out there. His attitude about it as well, I just think is cool. I mean, he's kind of matured lately, but
as fatherhood does to people,
he is the ultimate not try hard guy, and that I very much appreciate that in my NBA players. Like the fact that he can be so good without really caring, that is to me one of the most sort of infatuating things about an NBA player, that they can be amazing without giving a shit.
I agree with you on that.
J.R. Smith has my vote there.
I think Vince Carter deserves some love as well.
Yeah, I worry about dads aren't cool. But he's very much a dad at this point.
I think dads can be cool. If your dad is 40 and playing in the NBA, that's
fair.
Pretty cool.
All right. This one's, I felt like it was pretty easy, I guess. Is there anyone else that there's let me pull it up here. Shooting guards, NBA. This is a good podcasting. I see the Jamal Crawford thing too. I kind of go against that because of the dad thing, because he's old.
Would you say Lou Williams is cool?
No. Ugh.
Why not?
I hate Lou Williams.
Okay,
man.
But that has nothing to do with how cool he is.
Lou Williams, more like Lou Williams, L-O-O Williams, because he's a toilet.
But otherwise, he's he had two girlfriends simultaneously that were okay with the arrangement. That is
he does have a
cool. He's got
he does have a Drake song about
exactly.
him.
Exactly, he's got tracks made about him. He lived it up in the ATL for 7-8 seasons without any major scandals happening. So I think by winning that over, and if you can win over the strip clubs, then you're pretty cool.
Well, I guess this is where your boy Manu would come in as well.
Exactly. Oh, how can we forget Swaggy P?
I think his coolness is like overhyped. I think it's a little heavy-handed.
Oh,
I think he's more of a caricature of himself than anything right now, which is not cool at all.
I think he's kind of gone over the top with the character.
But... yeah, he's entered the JaVale McGee territory where it's like it's like 6 seasons into a sitcom when every character just adopts their most extreme traits and just does those all the time. It's like the
very two and a half men.
It's the Barney Stinson effect, right? Like he starts off, he's just like this like kind of enigma to the group. He's interesting, but then everything that he does just becomes sort of focused in on like the 4 or 5 notes that he hits all the time. And then he becomes the most obnoxious character in television history on one of the worst shows ever. The drop off. Oh my God, I almost died. I almost threw up thinking about the drop off and How I Met Your Mother. After season 5, it becomes just unwatchable garbage because everyone becomes just a caricature of themselves. Marshall is just like big dumb dad guy. Ted is whiny wannabe Ross Geller guy. Robin is kind of a characterless character. Barney is just this absurd idiot who, how could anyone ever want to be with this person? But apparently people do.
It's all in the suit. Just suit up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's totally a realistic and affordable way to dress every day. I feel like the shooting guard position, to get back to this, who are we talking about? Who's...
we ended on Swaggy P.
Oh, yeah. He's the How I Met Your Mother of basketball players. Yeah. I feel like the shooting guard position has gotten less cool. It used to be like the coolest position in the league, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like Reggie Miller, Klay Thompson now is very...
wow, Reggie Miller's really dropped off from being cool since his playing
career. I don't know. He wrote the foreword to Shea Serrano's book, so that was like some bump and cool points.
Incredibly not cool.
But like Clyde Drexler?
Yeah.
That's like one of the coolest players ever.
Julius Erving?
Yeah, like the position I think has gone down in terms of its appeal as far as coolness. But what about DeMar? We haven't talked about DeMar yet. Well, is he cool?
We're gonna see how single DeMar is compared to DeMar.
Yeah.
That was out of nowhere.
That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like they're on good terms.
Seat beside Nov was just empty at the game the other night, and my mother and I were just we felt a little bit of sadness.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer.
DeMar, but... even though him and Kyle are very fun as a duo, I think he's very... we don't see enough of him outside of just being a basketball player and improving to say he's that cool of a guy.
I would say he has the coolness of style of play down, but not much of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he very well could be super cool. He just is very guarded with what he lets out.
Yeah. That's fair. Is Klay Thompson cool? I think he's very cool.
Oh,
no. He's another one of these guys who doesn't really care.
China Clay was funny, but I don't think it was cool, per se.
I think he's... I appreciate the fact that Clay's just cool being the fourth option and just shooting threes after never dribbling ever. I think that's cool. I appreciate that that's kind of how... like, he doesn't really care. He doesn't want to have anything more than that. And I appreciate guys who are content with their lot in life, because...
I think you're using the coolness of NBA players to accept your own laziness. And
probably
enhance how cool it is.
Probably.
I mean, I do the same thing, so I can't.
I mean, Clay definitely smokes a lot of weed too. Which
are you saying drugs are cool? There's kids listening to this.
Yeah, drugs are bad. Actually, no, I was saying that's a drawback for all of the smoking of the. Don't do weed, guys. Don't do weed. Don't even do alcohol.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler, is he cool or is he a small
player? I'm going to count him as a 3.
Okay.
So I think we'll go with JR as our starter.
Yeah.
And there's a whole rotation of guys behind him. We can put Clay on off the bench if you'd like.
No, we can bring... wait, we had Jamal Crawford. Who else did we have?
Jamal Crawford. We had Vince. People.
Yeah, let's go Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, all right, we'll go.
Yeah, that's fine.
With this, I think at the end of this, we should decide whether this team would win 50 games or not.
Oh, I got to write this down now, damn it. Who's the point guard again? Conley? Oh, Rubio.
Rubio.
Rubio, backups were Calderon. And Milos?
Yeah.
Then we got...
And we got JR, and we got...
JR.
And Jamal.
Jamal Crawford... Okay, yeah, that's our second, our two guard spot is very monostylistic.
It's a good thing we got Jimmy Butler as our cool three man. Was it you I was talking with the other day that you said you're not sure if Jimmy Butler's cool anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw him in because we were talking about Office Christmas Party. Mm-hmm. He's in that,
right?
And like he was reason. I don't know. I think the Bill Simmons pods may have knocked him down in cool.
I think he's gone a little too mainstream too quickly.
Yeah, because he was, and like the Mark Wahlberg thing is weird.
Yeah, and I mean he was in Chicago, right? And he never really talked. And then as soon as he went to Minnesota, he went on the long form feature tour with all of these like outlets. And then we found out about like he loves the country music, and he drives a mom van, and like he goes to Fashion Week with Wade and Mello, and he's a wine connoisseur, and he's got all these different hobbies. But he on the court, he's such a bulldog and such like a guy that will get up into you. I think he's still very cool because he's got such an eclectic, kind of rounded out lifestyle.
That's fair. I don't know if I would say he's the coolest, though. I think Giannis is the coolest. I think Giannis is the coolest star.
Yes. JoJo.
We'll get to him. He's probably right in there too.
Ominous.
But no. I kind of agree. He has to establish himself for more than 20 games first. But no, the Giannis thing, it's very understated, I think. He's got the international flavor to him as well. I always go back. I was in the room when this happened, when the Raptors played the Bucks, and I think it was game one. DeMar had 8 points, and it was all on free throws. And Giannis goes, "Oh, I think we did a good job on him." Looks down at the box score. You know, he only had 8 points. Looks back up, and they were all free throws. It's just it was such like good understated shade. So I appreciated that. The smoothie thing with him is cool. And his playing style is the coolest. So,
yeah, and we've literally seen him turn from like Greek kid brought over to like man in just what, 3 years now, 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
He's pretty rad. There's other small forwards. I'm trying to go through.
I think Brandon Ingram is very cool. Cause he has Tracy McGrady eyes.
I don't think he's cool.
He looks high all the time, and I appreciate that he can get buckets while looking like he doesn't even know where he is.
Just rolling through. Kevin Durant, nope. He's
no,
not.
Oh, not even remotely close.
Is Wilson Chandler cool?
PJ Tucker is very cool.
PJ Tucker is very
awesome. PJ Tucker's a dope dude.
Mm-hmm. So he's there. Harrison Barnes, no. Chandler Parsons, no.
Is Andrew Wiggins cool?
I don't think we've seen enough of Andrew Wiggins to make a judgment yet. He's not very talkative, which is a bummer.
He's incredibly quiet.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it might take some time for us to really learn there.
He does Paul show George out on Snapchat a lot. That's where my...
Yeah, okay. Is. Paul George isn't particularly cool. Gordon Hayward's not cool.
Is LeBron cool and lame at the same time, depending on how you feel about him?
I think that's exactly what he is. Mm-hmm. I think he's both.
I think LeBron's incredibly cool.
Yeah. I think LeBron's right there. Kawhi is too boring to be cool. Like, robots can't be cool. They're just robots. I think, you know, I might have misspoke when I said point guard was the least cool position. The small forward spot is kind
of
lame.
Yeah, I mean, the small forward spot doesn't have a lot of dudes that really jump off the page.
Nick Batum, he's pretty cool. He's been on Zach Lowe's podcast. He was pretty cool. Actually, Joe Ingles was also pretty awesome.
I do like Joe Ingles. Australians have that dry sense of humor that usually rattles them up in terms of coolness.
So
Jared Dudley is also one of the most like introspective players to listen to, whether it's on a podcast or if he's just on Twitter.
Yeah.
I really like Jared Dudley.
Yeah, Dudley's I think he's more of a power forward at this point. But so I'm not sure when I'm playing the three with his quirky.
I think there's
legs,
so many fours that we're gonna have to talk about that he.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
The three.
Anyone the Knicks? Courtney Lee.
Timmy Hardaway.
No, Is Otto Porter cool?
Otto, he doesn't. He's kind of like Andrew Wiggins. He doesn't really talk.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what about Stanley Johnson, the guy who shit talks LeBron?
I do like Stanley Johnson. He is tight with Manny DeRisa on the Ryerson Rams. So,
oh no way!
Yeah, they played. They played together in OVO Bounce for the past 2 years. So,
okay,
they're tight, and Stanley's a good dude.
I really want Stanley to be good. He's been better this season, so that's good. I was bummed. I thought last year it was going to be over for him. So let's go Giannis, Joe Ingles, Stanley Johnson as our winger, as our three rotation. Does that sound reasonable?
That works for us. I can handle that as the GM.
Okay, let's go to the power forward spot. You can handle having Giannis on your team?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I mean, crazy. You know, there's some challenges there, but you got to take the good with the bad.
All right, power forward.
I want Melo.
Really?
Carmelo is an incredibly cool dude.
Is he?
Yes. State your case against, and I'll state my case for.
I don't like his style of play.
Okay.
It's pretty boring and lame. I mean, he plays for the Thunder, which is a drawback,
but,
significantly.
But that's not his fault.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Well, kind of, yeah.
he did direct the trade there. So yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the team or the style. I know team wasn't really a thing that we were caring about, but I do appreciate that he seems content not winning.
Mm-hmm.
Because once again, that fits nicely with my approach to life.
Just get paid.
You know, just got to be content with not being good. Yeah, I don't think Melo's cool. I appreciate the activism that he does. That is the coolest part about him, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's enough to bring up the rest of the categories in which I think he's kind of lacking.
See, yeah, I mean, the activism part is really big for me. And the fact that when he was in New York, he embraced living as a New Yorker. And, like, right. the shots of him going to the bodega in the robe at 3 a.m., I think was pretty cool. He seems like one of the guys that's really in touch with trying to be a regular person while also being a basketball player, as much as that's possible.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of impossible for him.
Yeah,
but,
I mean.
So I don't know if I'd put him, like, he wasn't the first guy I thought of. Mm-hmm. When I was thinking of cool power forwards. We can go through the list. Kevin Love, no. Who's the Pistons power forward? Oh, Tobias Harris.
He's a three, I think, or a four, depending, yeah.
Yeah. The Bucks don't have any fours. The Knicks have Kristaps. I don't know.
Kristaps is kind of... I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
Zebo's pretty cool.
Zebo's pretty awesome. I like Thad Young.
Yeah.
Thad Young is just like... I feel bad because he's only ever played for garbage teams. Like, this Pacers team he's on is, like, the best team he's ever played for.
It always felt like he was the guy that got traded before a team got good.
Yeah,
he was always left off the roster.
Well, he was, like, middle of the process cast off with the Sixers. Yeah. So he wasn't quite there for when they got even respectable. But, yeah, he kind of just goes out there. He does Thad Young things. I mean, his style of play is the ultimate and uncool. It's like, you know, what does he even do well? He just does everything
just
okay.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the most average level of cool. The Heat, James Johnson. I don't think James Johnson's pretty cool, I guess. I'm still clouded because I hated him as a Raptor, but...
What about Amir Johnson?
I think he's more of a center now, but yeah. Amir was pretty rad.
Amir was a good dude.
He might lose a little bit because he's a dad, though.
He was a dad young, though. He was a dad back in Toronto.
That's fair. I do think being a dad kind of cuts into your coolness a little bit. Because, like, how could it not? I know my dad. My dad, I love my dad. He's not cool.
He's not even cool in a dad way?
I mean, sometimes, but, not really.
I think Dirk. Dirk is very cool.
I was thinking that. He's
a dad, but he's really in touch with laughing at himself and embracing.
He's done some hilarious videos over the years.
Yeah.
What's the one? What is the one that he did? What's the one? He was like Chandler Parsons and someone else.
I do vaguely remember this.
Music video. German Moses. What the Mavs Say. No. What the hell is German Moses?
Yeah, I don't have a clue on that one.
No, an ad's gonna play here, which I don't want to happen. I'm gonna have to see what this is. Can you hear this at all?
Yeah, it's great radio.
Can you?
I can't.
Can you hear it?
I can. No, I cannot.
Can you hear it now?
I cannot. I'm assuming it's just angelic tones in his deep German voice.
Well, I guess you can't hear it. That's a bummer. You couldn't hear that? I was just playing it right to the microphone.
Yeah, no, I couldn't hear a thing.
Oh, all right. Well, never mind. That might come through on the podcast. Who knows?
Let's hope so for the listeners.
Yeah. And now I'm worried my thing is my mic working?
Oh, I hear. Yeah, I'm hearing all these dentist chair screens.
Okay, yeah, no, that works. That was me testing it out. Sorry for the interruption as we look up Dirk videos. But yeah, Dirk's really funny, and I think that's a good one. Who else? Is Blake Griffin cool? We went through this last week. I think he's reasonably okay. Anthony Davis?
No.
He's hurt too much to be cool. He has a unibrow.
But he does make the unibrow cool. Like, he's just
he
he's kind of
yeah,
owned
we talked
that.
About this.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
He's made that his thing, and it works.
Yeah. Is Taj Gibson cool?
In the same way Amir Johnson's cool, I think. Channing Frye's very cool.
Oh.
He's hilarious.
He might be the pick.
Yeah.
Channing Frye rules.
Channing Frye's
more of a five, but there's a lot of cool centers, too. So we're going to stick Channing Frye at the four.
That works. Just a lot of length.
Alongside who?
I don't know. Who do we want to give that other spot to?
Who was the other guy you said was cool? I can't even remember now. Oh, Mello?
Dirk.
Yeah, let's go Dirk and Channing Frye in the worst defensive power forward position.
Yeah, we got some age on this team. I think what we've kind of realized here, like, it's a lot more of the older guys.
I think it's mostly just like a dissemination of information about them over years that we kind of build up the reputation. I think with like maybe De'Aaron Fox will become cool. Right now, he's just De'Aaron Fox. Mm-hmm. Like, he plays for a really bad Kings team. Ooh, we missed OG.
Is OG cool? Okay, hear me out for a second. I think he's obviously like got. I don't know if it's a bit or not the dryness. I think that's just him. But it's been so over like hyped and waxed by Toronto media and NBA Twitter, like Raptors Twitter, that I'm just kind of like done with it.
It's kind of a hot take.
He doesn't say anything. He's so cool. Oh my god! Yay! Look at him. He just said one word answers.
That is the thing. I think eventually it has to like kind of not be a thing that he does every single time.
Yeah, and I mean I'm cool with guys not like if you don't want to talk to the media, that's fine. I'm not one of these people who's like they should give full answers, blah blah blah. But I don't think it needs to get like tweeted every single time. He's just like, yep, we played a game.
It's also harder to sort of, you know, build up that, as we've been talking about, the sort of clout as being a cool person if you're not talking enough.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're hard to, like, get broken into with, like, a feature or something like that. I mean, Arden's Welling wrote a really great feature about OG that everyone should read, and it came off as pretty cool. But, yeah, maybe he's not. I think he also works too hard to be cool.
Oh, definitely. He's a real hard worker. If you're an active, like, gutty defender, I think you're...
With Tony Allen being the one exception.
No, the grindfather stands above all.
He's the goddamn coolest. We probably should have put him on this team, but...
Do we put D-Wade on the team, too?
I don't know.
I just love the way Dwayne Wade dresses.
Yeah.
Gives me...
He's fine.
Gives me style.
He's fine. All right, let's move on to center. We got Dirk and Channing Frye, so we're going to have some good defensive centers to make up for this. I guess we can play Giannis at the four quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
okay. My
we're a little shooting starved at the guard positions. I think maybe just with Rubio and Giannis. We should be okay. Let's get some centers in here. Joel Embiid's the coolest center, right?
Obviously, it's not even a doubt.
I also love though. I like the Andre Drummond thing last night made me so happy. I love Embiid, but I'm also kind of sick of the Sixers talk, and I hate the processors because ultimately the process was a scam that fucking took the money out of the pockets of hardworking Philadelphians for 4 years as they stole money from them to make a really shitty team and sort of try to cheat the system in a way that wasn't like cheating the system. It was like, yeah, we know you could get good draft picks by sucking. This isn't like rocket science. Like, this is
the analytics say if you're bad, you get a high draft pick. Did you know that?
Yeah, crazy, right? Never seen that before. Unbelievable. Congratulations on figuring that out, Sam Hinkie. And just like the processors, like love for like Nerlens Noel and like Robert Covington's really good, but like they still like just whack off to Robert Covington all the time. Like it's just, it's a little much. So anything that, anytime they get knocked down a peg, I'm cool with that. So when Andre Drummond came out and said, I don't really talk about guys who can't play back to backs. I've missed like 5 games in my 6 year career. And, I can't really respect a guy who doesn't play back to back. Like that was amazing. Like I'm so happy he did that. And then of course Embiid fouled Drummond out because he's fucking cool.
That's a great, I'm happy. The East needs some more one-on-one rivalries. That's not just LeBron against people. So, yeah. So getting up for stuff like a Drummond Embiid back and forth is good for the East.
I agree. I wish the Raptors had more teams. They did. Like the Raptors are too just like professional, I guess.
I think like, the Pacers game the other night kind of flared up some feelings.
Well, because Lance Stephenson's a piece of garbage.
But the Lance wasn't even really a big factor in that game.
I guess
it was,
but
just the refs were so abominable.
Yeah, that's true. But just Lance Stephenson is perpetually a piece of shit. So. we should have put him on their lamest players, that would probably do a disservice to all the players he's sharing a team with, because fuck Lance Stephenson. But that's besides the point.
My off the board pick here for the backup was Joe Noah, because I was doing some prep for this podcast, shockingly, and I got into a deep Reddit thread where Joakim Noah's personal driver was a Bosnian dude, and Joe Noah went to his birthday party and just got drunk with a bunch of Bosnians.
That's just like what you do when you hang out with you, because like the Yusuf Nurkic, I think at this point, like, yeah, that's what the Blazers all do. That
did you ever read that Yusuf Nurkic Twitter thread about how this guy was at a bar and Yusuf Nurkic just came over and stole his girl out of his table?
I did.
So yep. Good, so good.
Other cool centers. Is DeAndre Jordan cool?
I don't. Honestly, I'm out on all the Clippers.
Fair enough. Yeah, he's kind of got some Clippers stink, I suppose. I like the Clippers, and I'm sad that team is gone. But I appreciate the stink that kind of sits with them. Hassan Whiteside's not cool.
Yeah, I'm looking through the center list right now. It's slim pickings. Rudy Gobert is pretty cool.
Is Enes Kanter cool? I was going to say Gobert, too. He's really good on Twitter, too. Yeah. I think he's the only player who I follow on Twitter.
That's impressive.
Yeah, because he's actually like reasonably good at it. I think I've added a couple more, and I follow a few on Instagram now, but I don't really use Instagram very much anyway.
That's a sign of not being cool.
All the cools use the IG. Is Enes Kanter cool?
I think he is. He's taking on a dictator of a country, so yeah, that's pretty badass. Yeah,
that is incredibly badass, and I like, even he's like the Stanley Johnson thing, where it's like, yeah, you're gonna shit talk LeBron, and it's gonna end poorly for you, but I appreciate that you're
someone.
Willing to
yeah, someone there. Needs to do it.
Yeah, like, good job for at least sort of jumping into that ring.
I'm out on the Lopez's, because there's too much, like, love for Robin Lopez.
The Lopi?
Yeah, like, he...
yeah.
Like, Robin Lopez fights mascots. It's funny and great. Like, okay.
I think it is pretty cool, but yeah, I think they're... He's also a punk bitch who would have got killed by Serge Ibaka if that punch landed.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I would put Serge Ibaka and Bismack Biyombo on this team if we just went all in on centers.
See, I'm not sure Serge is cool as much as he is like classy. You know what I mean?
Mifusi.
I bet class. Yeah, I don't know how cool Serge Ibaka is. He's probably like not far off, but
he's, yeah.
I don't think he's making the team. Kanter, I think, is the backup at this point.
Yeah, I think we have to go with Embiid and Kanter.
And Drummond. Hold on.
I don't know if we could have Embiid and Drummond on the same roster.
No, I'm still... I need a full year of Drummond not sucking ass for me to not hate Drummond.
What about Boogie?
I like Boogie, too. I don't know if he's cool. Like, is the bully at school cool?
Yeah, that's... I don't know. He's a like, bully, but also a victim at the same time.
Yeah, like, is Binky Barnes cool? No.
Not at all.
Dude sleeps with the nightlight.
Marcin Gortat's pretty cool.
Yeah. Is Jonas cool?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's still... The Borat thing at least has gone
and
away.
And he goes to
Wasega
Beach. Like, you're not cool.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he might have those, like, hanging balls off the back of his car.
I could 100% see that being a truthful thing.
Yeah, Nerlens Noel's not cool.
Karl Anthony. Really,
yeah, I think he's like almost like superstar lame, like Dame lame.
Yeah,
like,
I would put them in the same class.
Yeah, like they're probably pretty cool for superstar standards, but like, yeah, there's nothing especially cool about them. Is Willie Cauley-Stein cool?
I do like Willie Trill.
Yeah, and Marc Gasol, I guess, is in here too.
No, I'm out on the Marc Fizz Gasol. Thing. I'm out on that.
Yeah. The Fizz thing is kind of a mess. And his brother is just loathsome, so.
You're not a POW guy?
Not a POW guy. Yeah,
gone through six.
I think it's Embiid and Enes Kanter.
I'm good with that.
All right, so our final team, we got some roster spots we can fill with 10 days or whatever if you want to, but we got Rubio, Calderon, Teodosic as our point guards. A little weak there, light on shooting, but high on passing and hams. Mm-hmm. JR, Jamal Crawford, again,
a lot of shooting
very similar
right there.
Styles. Very similar styles. Jamal Crawford is not a shooter, by the way.
No, but he'll shoot the ball a lot.
Yeah, you get lots of shot attempts, not exactly the best percentage. Our small forwards, we got Giannis, Joe Ingles, and Stanley Johnson. We got some small ball capabilities with those guys. I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. Power forward, we got Dirk and Channing Frye, which we're not going to defend anybody, but they're fun and might do a podcast together, so that's cool.
Yeah, we got content out of this team.
Yeah, and then Embiid and Kanter as the centers. I feel like just having Giannis and Embiid on this team makes us good and a playoff team no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't really matter who the rest of the guys are because, holy shit, that's two good players to have. And I'm glad that two of the young guys on this team are like also two of the best players in the league already. So
it's a good future for the squad.
The NBA's in good hands. Yeah.
Can we add Kyle Anderson just because he moves as slow as I do, and he's like a functioning NBA player?
I guess.
I just think it's great. Sure. I don't think I've ever seen him run.
Fine, we can put him in behind JR Jamal. We want to fill out like our final. No, we'll keep two roster spots open just in case we want to make trades or something.
Oh yeah, gotta use the trade machine, your favorite device.
Oh god, I hate it so much.
trade machine, cool or uncool?
It's the most uncool. Oh, the trade that you came up to get LeBron on your team. Oh, that's so funny. I'm so happy you did that. Great.
It's gonna happen.
Really glad you did that screenshot. It was so funny and so creative. Fuck.
NBA Twitter uncool.
Yeah, you think Jonas Valanciunas plus three of the young guys for DeAndre Jordan is going to get it done? You think that's fair? You think the Clippers got to send a first round pick back too? Crazy.
I did do that trade the other day without the first round pick coming back.
Ugh,
works for me.
Trades are dumb. Trade machine is dumb. Oh. I like trades when they happen. Trades are good because they're surprising. And are never what people say are going to happen in the trade machine. That's why they're good.
JV and Serge Ibaka for LeBron. Probably the money works. Who says no?
Yeah.
Right? Like, again. I can tweet a screenshot of that and it'll happen.
Yeah.
I've left you speechless.
No, you didn't. I just received a text from my girlfriend who said, we have food in the oven right now and we're worried it might overcook.
Oh, no.
So I think that's my cue to leave.
Okay. this is good team building.
This was good team building. Do we have to plug stuff?
So tomorrow, Monday, when you're listening to this, folks, take a look across my social channels and TSN social channels for the first episode of The Final Quarter, fueled by BioSteel on Kia Nurse.
Awesome, man. Mitch is doing some work. So make sure you're checking that out.
And check out all of Sean's advent columns and eat chocolate while you do it.
Yeah, check out Locked On Raptors. Go to LockedOnRaptors.com and read the Raptors advent calendar. Every day I'm writing a little nugget on something to do with the number of days before Christmas. Today it was number 22, so I wrote about Rudy Gay, who is kind of the reason I'm a Raptors fan right now. You can read about it in there.
Wow.
Yesterday I wrote about, I ranked all 23 Raptors seasons very quickly. It got pretty dark after 8.
I need to now see what your criteria was judging different years of 25 wins.
Oh, it was bad. And then so also it was there were a couple win like seasons that were like 40 win seasons that were just like crushing because they should have been much better. That kind of stuff. So you can look at that there. And I think the first day it was about Norman Powell. So check out the advent calendar. I'm not sure what we're going to do for Monday, but I'll do something, I'm sure.
Good stuff, as always, Sean. Check it out, kids. Advent calendar. Yeah. We'll be back with you.
Oh, your internet is completely crapping out now.
Oh, no, you're gone. I'm fine.
Mitch, you can't hear Mitch anymore.
Am I dead?
Yeah. Mitch keeps talking, but I'm going to try to wrap this thing up myself. Thanks so much for listening to the Hoop Talks podcast. Mitch died. It was nice having him on the podcast. We'll be back again next week with another episode to fill your ears. And thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.